would bet that he was interested in taking France in the direction of the British, who, when they created the Bank of England back in 1694, more or less invented the idea of a permanent national debt serving as an engine for growth. As long as the interest is being paid, the state would always have a ready supply of cash. This would help explain Necker's bookkeeping, without resorting to words like con artist, charlatan, and complete fraud, because Necker started dividing royal expenditures up into two categories, ordinary expenses and extraordinary expenses. As the loans piled up to fund the American War, Necker filed the interest on those loans as ordinary expenses, but he dumped the principal off into extraordinary expenses. He was happy to show anyone who asked the tally for the ordinary expenses, and with those apparently in good order, no one thought to ask about the extraordinary expenses, which would have sent potential lenders running for the hills, rather than happily handing over more money. The peak of Necker's power, popularity, and influence, at least on this first go-around in the ministry, came in February 1781, when he convinced the king to let him publish for the first time ever a complete accounting of the royal finances. The resulting Compte Rendu was meant to silence all critics and put to rest any whispers that all was actually not well in the king's pocketbook. The Compte Rendu was a bona fide sensation, as nearly every educated man and woman in France wanted to get a look at the king's books. I mean, this was an unprecedented lifting of the veil. There were even mentions by later writers who were children at the time that they literally learned how to read from the Compte Rendu. It was seriously that big of a deal. And what did it show? It showed that the royal treasury had a 10 million livre surplus. But this was because the Compte Rendu only dealt with those ordinary expenses, the regular cost of government compared to the regular streams of revenue. But as I just said, things like, you know, the massive load of loans taken on to finance the war in America were just not even mentioned. Had they been, all of France would have seen that the treasury was actually running deep in the red. In the long run, the legacy of the Compte Rendu was not just that it swept France's financial problems under the rug, but that it became impossible to believe Necker's successors when they revealed that the king was not only broke, he was catastrophically broke. I mean, how do you convince someone who literally learned how to read by flipping through the Compte Rendu that in less than 5 years the monarchy had somehow gone belly up? There were guys who right up until the end just couldn't believe it and thought that Calonne was running some sort of shakedown operation when he presented his reform package to the Assembly of Notables in 1787.